Whether it's fake marijuana marketed as K2 and Spice, or drug-infused bath salts like Purple Wave, poison control centers across the nation are seeing a sharp rise in the number of calls from people seeking medical attention after abusing imitation drugs. At least 2,700 have become sick so far this year, compared with 3,200 for all of 2010. Symptoms from extreme paranoia and delusions to trouble breathing can last for days. Offering users a cheap high, communities across the U.S. are taking notice, as these synthetics don't appear on common drug tests. I'm Matt Small.